This is an audio recording of the May 28th letter to parents from Central Elementary Community School. Hello, Central families. This week we have been carefully planning for the reopening of our school. As mentioned in my previous letter, this in-school instruction is completely voluntary and we respect the decision you make for your family. I know this has been a difficult choice for many, and should you decide to change your mind at any time, please let the office know as we need to incorporate each student into our school safety plan. Currently, we are planning staffing and support around students that we have heard will be attending. Students have been given set days for attendance, either Monday and Tuesday or Wednesday and Thursday. Your child's classroom teacher will provide you with your child's schedule if you have indicated they will be attending on site. Parents will be receiving a permission click form that needs to be completed if your child will be in attendance at school. If at this time you have decided not to send your child back to school, your child will be supported with their remote learning, but on a reduced basis. If your child is returning to school, please be aware of the new protocols for in-school instruction. All students will enter and exit through the door they did prior to spring break, lining up spaced apart by their class cone. Students will immediately wash their hands in the classroom upon arrival. If your child arrives late, they will enter through the front door. Students must not be dropped off early or picked up late from school. Other than SD33 staff, adults are not permitted in the building. If you need to contact the office or the classroom teacher, please email or call the school at 604-792-8537. There will be no breakfast or lunch program available through the school. Bowls of Hope, Starfish, and Rotary programs have bundled their services into the Hamper program. Students must bring their own recess snack and lunch. Please send a water bottle for your child. Although the class and hallway fountains are closed, the bottle filling stations are available. Please dress your child for lots of outside learning time, rain or shine. Please refer to your child's classroom teacher for specifics to each classroom regarding supplies. Personal belongings will remain in the student's backpack and be taken home each day. We ask that students prepare their child or children that school will look different and new rules will be in effect. We will be teaching students the new protocols and expectations. Parents can help by starting to talk about how we must keep our distance from others, that we cannot share any food or supplies, and that frequent hand washing will be part of the day, and so on. Finally, if your child has any of the following symptoms, you will be asked to keep or take your child home regardless of the cause: coughing, sneezing, fever, sore throat, fatigue, headache, chills, aches and pains, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, feeling unwell, difficulty breathing, or runny nose. If you need to make any changes to your contact information or need to update your emergency contacts, please email Robin Gugenson with these changes, as it is imperative we are able to contact home if needed. Thank you for your understanding as we continue to navigate our way through our new reality. Kindest regards, Leslie Waddington.